Carter Burwell has multiple film credits, scoring more than 90 movies with filmmakers like the Coen brothers, David Mamet, and Spike Jonze. But Burwell's never been nominated for an Academy Award until now. He's up for an Oscar for his heart-stopping orchestral score of the movie Carol. Here's reporter Tim Grieving with this profile.
You might call Carter Burwell the third Coen brother, since he's been part of Joel and Ethan Coen's creative team ever since their feature-length debut, Blood Simple, in 1984.
I didn't intend to be a film composer or indeed a professional musician. It is, in fact, just an accident of the way that Blood Simple was received, frankly. Other people started calling me and asking me to do film scores. So yes, it's entirely their fault.
And they don't make it easy. In their latest, Hail Caesar, which satirizes Hollywood's golden age, there are several films being shot at the same time on the sound stages of fictional Capitol Pictures. The Coens asked Burwell to score each of them, from the Roman epic that gives the film its title, to the corny Western comedy being shot next door.
A lot of film music is, you know, putting on a hat and being like an actor. In this case, I had to put on lots of different hats, but I love a challenge.
Carter Burwell studied animation and computers at Harvard and put them to use at the New York Institute of Technology. At night, he moonlighted as a keyboardist in various punk bands, which is how the two brothers from Minnesota found him and offered him his very first scoring assignment. Despite Burwell's lack of formal training, Joel Coen says the brothers have always felt like they were in good musical hands.
Carter is so good at sort of moving into these different kinds of storytelling and understanding what the sort of imperatives of the movie are and what it needs musically.
That's good, because the Coens don't like to give Burwell too much instruction up front.
We discuss all the practicalities, but the question of, well, what's the scene really about? That is still something I can't really ask Joel and Ethan much. You ask them that, they go, and then they start pacing, and then that's kind of the end of the meeting.
Ethan Coen shrugs.
We don't actually have to talk to him a lot. As with actors, you know, generally, if they really understand, you don't have to talk to them much.
I think the classic example is Gabriel Byrne asking them what the meaning of his hat was in Miller's Crossing, why the hat is blowing away, and why he has a dream about a hat. And they were at a loss for words, and I think their answer was, well, it's his hat.
Even though Burwell's music has become synonymous with Coen Brothers films, he got his first ever Oscar nomination for his score to Carol, about same-sex lovers in 1950s America.
You know, this film is an example of a great canvas for a composer.
Burwell's music assumed a very important role, expressing what the characters could not.
Honestly, my normal tendency as a composer is to sit a little farther back from the screen and not be so featured. I'm a bit more of a quieter person, and often the music is more behind what's going on. Whereas in this film, it's really like a member of the cast.
Carol is the third project Burwell has scored for director Todd Haynes, after Velvet Goldmine and the HBO miniseries Mildred Pierce.
There's something very personal that he finds in the stuff he does, and when he read the script to Carol, it reminded him of his mother, I think, in New York in these years, and what her experience may have been like. He's a very curious and sensitive and aware person, and so he brings all of that to the process.
Unlike the Coens, Haynes loves to dig into the subtext and meaning of the music with Burwell.
Not everyone, including musicians, are good at discussing music in verbal terms, but Todd is. He's actually very good at listening to a piece of music and saying in words what that music is doing to the scene or to the characters or to the film.
For Carol, Burwell and Haynes both agreed that even though the music was critical in communicating those unexpressed feelings and desires, less was more.
He comes with a little batch of different melodies and different sketches of themes. At a certain point, we start to try them against the scenes and see how they play. And I think we both really felt that the quieter ones summoned the most power and sort of elicited the most in the viewer.
Thank you.
try to work with people who can appreciate the value of withholding information or sometimes confusing the audience or just leaving them uninformed and the discomfort that comes from that. In fact, a lot of the films I like, that's one of the main qualities they have. They leave you uncomfortable and uncertain, and I think that's a valuable feeling.
So is there anything Carter Burwell can't do? Ethan Coen says, yeah.
We did discover the one thing that Carter cannot do, which is write a show tune. There's a show tune in the movie, and Carter said, I don't know if I can do this. Well, I'll give it a shot. And then he kind of gave us this thing, and he said, I don't think you want this. And he was kind of right.
Yeah, nobody's perfect. For NPR News, I'm Tim Grieving in Los Angeles.